Okay, Chevra, Tzaharayim Tovim. Welcome to today's segment of Judaism. What was that, Nady?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
We were talking yesterday about thinning things out. I wanted to sort of make har that I thought of this morning. We were talking about Bila, Kolaroi Lebila, with Beis Hastarim, Nechos Nida, that stuff, Kolaroi Lebias Mayim. I thought maybe that kind of shear would be like at one point, what point is it, you know, what proportions do you need to have already put in order for it to be considered that you have done lush? Perhaps that those kinds of shear would be relevant. Does anybody think that that would be true? Or
again, in other words, what you're suggesting is that just like we have a halach of kosher in the right labila, so therefore what?
No, nothing to do with any kola. In a roy, it's about the, because the Gemara in Menachos was about the proportions of flour and oil, because that point it mixes together well. So would those kinds of shirim be relevant to, you know, at what point is this not just a bunch of collections of you know?
Yeah. So you were mechaving to a conversation I had this morning with Jake. I have a svara as follows. My svara is. I have a svara as follows. My svara is that the malacha of Lisha really has like an ideal form of how well things are mixed. And if I mix things in a way that the cheftza is not as well mixed as it could be, so the kahai gavna, that is going to be mutter, because that's like a shinui in the nif'al. Remember, we had the Eglei Tal and his hakdama, where the Eglei Tal was bothered by the kasha. How come Bishul B'chama is heter gamor? It should just be a regular shinui. So the Eglei Tal said, well, if there's a shinui in the result, it's going to be heter gamor. So it could be that the type of shinuyim that I'm meko on by lush end up being the type of shinuyim that the blila is not as good, similar to your gemara that you just invoked about roi labila and ein roi labila. The only thing is, I'm not a baker, so I don't know if this is correct or this is incorrect. Right? I don't know if, does the seder hanasina change the type of resulting bila, resulting dough? I don't know. Does Shasiva Erev, right, change it in the sense of the dough is not as good? I'm not 100% sure. I could hear that it would. And if that's the case, I think that's a real Savara why we should be make on this. I'm not 100% sure. That's the Yesod that I'm trying to get at. But I don't know. Just to add a Maramakom to you, Nady, just before you make your next comment, if you look in the Mishnah Brura writes, the Mishnah Brura writes in one place that if I thin something out, it is not going to be an iser of lush. That's the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Samachay. In Shin Chafal of Sif Katan Samachay, the Mishnah Brura writes, "Im nasan k'tzas mashke me'er Shabbos mutar l'chisif b'Shabbos l'kuli alma, but ma'atipin is not considered megubal al yidei zeh." Meaning, what the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Samachay is saying is that adding liquid to make something more liquidy is for sure not lush. I think that's a kasha that you asked yesterday, and we have a marimukum on that now. Good.
Well, like the boundary between, you know, ma'at mayim and tipim, like tipim is not okay, but ma'at mayim is okay, like,
right? In other words, if it was already nilosh on Erev Shabbos, even if it was nilosh a shtickle, then it's okay to be mosif. But there's something that's called not nilosh klal b'ikar, and that's not going to be permitted.
If it's only this is that means that it's not nilosh completely, so adding more could make it thicker. I don't know. Like,
again, this makes two of us who don't know. I'm trying to do the best I can. Like, we began the malacha of lush. This is a very difficult melacha just to get our hands on. I don't know why the melacha of lush would involve kulas of shinuyim, which other melachas don't involve. Although, again, I had a conversation with Jake this morning, so I just keep on referring to it. In the Beis Yosef in Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, with respect to Tochein, the Beis Yosef quoted from a Shembalei Haleket that two shinuyim are going to be mutter by Tochein. Right? One shinuy is asim midrabban and two shinuyim is mutter, which seems to be, according to many, what's going on by Lash. Shouldn't it still be asim midrabban? Yeah, kind of, maybe, I don't know. Right, but I do have a yesod that shinoi is going to be mutter l'cha'ore, even if it's not a shinoi in the resulting chefza. It still is going to be mutter. That yesod I see. I don't know. Okay. Any other ha'aros before we begin today's segment of Judaism? Crickets.
I don't want anything that Rebbe says between this conversation to be attributed to me.
Uh-huh. Okay, this is like a disclaimer. All I'll say is that the halachas of disclaimers are that you have to make the disclaimer before the claim is made. If you make a disclaimer after the claim, it's invalid as a disclaimer. So because I already said stuff b'shimcha, so therefore, you can't now retract. It's on the record. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know who said yeah. Was that? Okay. Thank you, Zach. Very much appreciated. Okay, gentlemen, I want to talk about some of the shinuyim by Lush and maybe some more of the practical cases. It could be that we're not going to have a full share today. We're just going to do the best we can. The Gemara, if you remember, Kufnun Vav Amar Aleph, Kufnun Hay Amar Beis, says that there's one shinoi by Lush called Al Yad Al Yad. Al Yad Al Yad means I do it a little bit, and that's a shinoi, the Gemara says, by Kali. Kali is, if I have these grains that were roasted, so then the shinoi of Al Yad Al Yad helps. We noted that the beer halacha is bothered by the kasha. How does Al Yad Al Yad help? It should be still usher because it's katishir usher min ha-Torah. The Nishmas Adam pointed out that Rashi learns al yad al yad as being kil achar yad, as being a shinui in the maisa. Maybe that's why it helps, but Mishnah Berurah says none of the Rishonim agree with that yesod. Rather, the Mishnah Berurah developed the idea that al yad helps only by kali, because kali is already edible. What you are doing is you're being metaking the machal, you're fixing the food, it's already edible, so as opposed to regular lush, that the stuff is not edible yet. That was the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. Based on this, we thought in the Mishnah Berurah, Lashit Hoso would permit matzah meal when it's done al yad al yad, because matzah meal is edible already. That's a discussion in the Taz and the other Achronim, whether I can be makel on the matzah meal. Again, this is all repetition of what we did yesterday. Next shinui that's found in the Gemara is the shinui by Belila Raka Lachaora by Shasisa, the Gemara says. By Shasisa Raka, I could be mahapech the seder. I could change the order. If usually you do kemach before mayim, do mayim before kemach, etc., etc. That's the halacha that we learned. Okay, grand. This shinui of the seder, the shinui of changing the order of mayim before kemach or kemach before mayim, the cha'orah is only reasonable according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. But according to the Tana Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, the cha'orah, this shinoi cannot help at all. Remember, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi. What is the malach of lush? Is the malach of lush when they add water to the kemach? Or is the malacha only ein lochay banchi yigabel? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. And we pointed out in machlokas of Rishonim, the Sefer Truma Paskins like Rebbe, but the overwhelming majority of Rishonim Paskin like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like there's a chumra to follow Rebbe. L'cha'ora, according to Rebbe, I understand why the shinoy and the hipoch haseder changes. Because according to Rebbe, das gufa is the malacha. The malacha is nesinas hamayim. So I understand if I have a shinoy in the nesinas hamayim, I understand why that would be a matir. But if I hold like Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda, that the malacha of lush is the gibel, is the mixing mit dehender, right? Mixing it with your hands. So then it's harder to understand how nesinas hamayim can be a kula. So this is a real kash, I think. However, every real kasha, not every real kasha, many real kashas also have a real teretz. And I would like to answer this in two different ways. Way number one to answer this kasha is azoy. If you remember, we pointed out, and the Mishnah Berurah had this in the Bir Halacha, that even according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, that the malacha is the gibel, but the Lashon HaGemara is Ein Ochayiv Adshi Yigabel, meaning there's some Isser involved in the Sinas Hamayim. Nachon? If that's the case, so even according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, a Shinui in Nesinas Hamayim is going to be a reasonable Shinui, because Nesinas Hamayim is not a neutral act. Nesinas Hamayim is also part and parcel of the Melacha. If you're from Boston, you say part and parcel, right? It's part and parcel of the Melacha. Right? That's the Yesod. Right? So even according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, I could say that there's a shinui of Nesinas Hamayim. There's a more radical way, however, of saying it, which is found in the work of Abraham Isaiah Karelitz of B'nai Brak. That's called the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish has a yesod in terms of the kula of ma'at, ma'at, of al yad, al yad. Remember, the Mishnah Berurah says al yad is only mutter, is only a shinui by kali, because kali was edible beforehand. The Chazon Ish, however, taines that he thinks al yad can be mekel, can be matir, everything. And the reason for that, the Chazon Ish says, is because, like the Svar that was discussing earlier with Nady, it could be that the malach of lush is when stuff gets kneaded together to the extent that it mamish becomes a single entity, a unified thing. If it doesn't get kneaded together well, so then l'cha'ora, that's not lush. If the item is done al yad al yad, if it's kneaded in smaller batches, it won't get kneaded as well. That's a svara that the Chazon Ish has. Now, what emerges, however, according to this Chazon Ish, is that al yad is a kula, is a shino, y'all say, before the malacha is done. What am I doing? I'm breaking the flour up. Instead of having a big bowl of flour in front of me, I pour a bissel here, a bissel here, a bissel here. No? That shinui is done before I begin the gibel. And even so, the Chazon Ish is mekel. So it could be that shinuyim in the preliminary stage are also shinuyim. Again, it could be that that's the pshat. Again, how come Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda is mekel on? How could it be that hipoch haseder is a kula if you hold like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda? The answer might be because maybe Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds that Nesina itself is part of the Malacha. Maybe we'll go as far as the Chazon Ish, that Hipul Haseder helps before the Malacha begins, because perhaps you could have a Shinoi before the Malacha begins. That's Mahalaich Sheni. Mahalach number three, however, is that Hipul Haseder only helps by Blila Raka. Because by Blila Raka, perhaps it's only Midrabonin. And since it's only Midrabonin, Ken Zayn, that's why Hipul Haseder helps. And maybe, right, because it's Blila Raka, so even Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda would say, you're chayiv on the Sinas Mashke, especially if Abaye is correct on Daf Yud Ches, that by a Dover that's not Bar Gibol, you're going to be chayiv from the Sinas Mashke. So that's why Hipul Haseder helps. That's the third approach that I want to say. Am I sure of any of these? Absolutely not. But I think we have to address this kasha about why Hipul Haseder helps if I paskin like Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda. So far, so good, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Jury? Okay, excellent. Let's go weiter. What are the other shinuyim in the Gemara? Who wants to tell me some of the other shinuyim in the Gemara? Kufnun Vav. So the Gemara has... The Gemara talks about feeding animals on Shabbos. Right? And which is like Morrison in the Mishnah. And the Gemara tells us a story that Levi, the son of Rav Huna, finds that his wife apparently is preparing food for the animals on Shabbos. He screams at her. Right? So then his father comes and finds him and he says, no, you know what? It's going to be okay. Goyflin, you can't be misapin. There's an iser to force feed an animal on Shabbos. If the animal's not eating, the animal's not licking the food up, so then you give the animal a little bit of food, providing your mishana. Hanimili de mishani. What's the shinui? Zakli gemara? Amrav Yemar Bashlam Yemishmeid Abaya Shasi Ve'erev. Shasi Ve'erev means that you mix in a crisscross way. No? Shasi? One second. Which is Shasi? I forget. Which is warp? Which is woof? Shasi Erev. Or whatever. I'm mixing in a crisscross way. The Gemara then Frektakasha of Aholoma Arev Shapir. It doesn't get mixed well. And for the Gemara, Amarav Yehuda, Minna'aroi Likli. We'll talk about this in a minute. So what exactly is this Shinui of Shasi Ve'erev? So if you look in Rashi, right, when we have a question, we don't know what stuff means, you look in Rashi. So Zokt Rashi, Shasi Ve'erev. Rashi writes, Pam Achas Moi Lechamako Shasi. Pam achas erev, meaning according to Rashi, the shinui is ready. How do you mix it? Boom, boom, and then I stop. Pam achas shasi, pam achas erev. You can't go boom, 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 boom. You can only go boom, boom. Right? I'm being expressive with my use of language here, gentlemen, but. The point is, I can only do, Rashi says, Pam Achas Shasi, Pam Achas Erev. That's all I can do. I can't do it more than one time. Bir Halacha, however, tells me, that Shasi and Erev, can be done more than once. The Lashon HaRambam. Where's the Rambam on this thing? The Rambam sounds like here. Shasi Ve'erev. Where is it in the Rambam? Look in Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Lamed Gimel, I think. Yeah. What? I think so. I'm going to look for it for a second. Chaf Aleph Lamed Gimel.
The other one I didn't see the
air there. Imagine that. Halachalam Medalin, maybe? Yeah. Right? Halachalam Medalin. Hamorson. Afopish and Orai Ligbo, Ingofel Noso, Shamayavo Ligbo Ha Offer. Nos the Mayama Hamorson, the Molech by Hatarvid, Shasi the Erev. The Rambam does not say Pam Achas Shasi, Pam Achas Erev. The Rambam writes, don't do it Biyad, because it will appear like Lush. If it's not Miss Arev, then you Mina Arev Mikli Likli. We'll talk about that in a minute. So you get an impression from the Rambam that Shasiva Erev is a Kula more than one time. Is it abundantly clear? No. But Rashi makes the point of saying it's Pam Achas Shasi, Pam Achas Erev. The Rambam doesn't make that point. If you look in the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha in Simen Shinchof Daled, Se'if Gimel, the last Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha, where he talks about Uma Avir Shasiva Erev, no? Uma Avir Bom Tarvid Omakal Shasiva Erev, Zakdi Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha. I am Beisesef Upach, Shemetzadad in Lomad, Afil Uma Avir Kamapam Shasiva Erev Shapred Zami. That the Kula Shasiva Erev is even multiple times. So again, so Rashi says Shasiva Erev, Einmol, Einmol, and the Rambam might mean more than one time each, and the Bir Halacha certainly paskins more than one time each. Chazon Ish has the following chiddush about Shasiva Erev. The Chazon Ish says, you have to take your finger out after each time. Or Shasiva isn't even with my finger. I have the spoon, right, that I'm using to mix it one time, one time. So the Chasnish, I go one time, out. One time, out. One time, out. I could do it multiple times, but each time I have to take it out.
What does it make a difference?
Because apparently the Chazon Ish is being choshesh for this Rashi, that you could only do it one time. If I keep on going back and forth, that's mamish the normal way of doing Lisha. Right? Mali, if I go in circles, Mali, if I go, some people like going, right, straight lines, other people are a little bit krum. They go around in circles, no? That's what krum literally means, by the way. So the Chazon Ish says you have to take it out after each time.
That's going to say it's like a new chumrah that you use your finger davka.
I want to talk about the fingers davka. That's a separate shinui. We'll talk about it in a minute. Right now, I'm talking about Shasiva Erev, which the Gemara has on Kuf Nun Vav, which is a kula that I do a crisscross motion, and there's a machlokes harishonim about whether it only helps one time. But the Bir Halacha is Mekel multiple times, but the Chazon Ish says you can only be Mekel multiple times if you take it out after each time. So far, so good? Zok de Gemara. Let's say it doesn't mix well with Shasiva Erev. So then what do you do? So now we need to do...
If it doesn't mix well, that means it's a Shinui.
Right, so you would say if it doesn't mix well, Gevaldik, amazing. But apparently what this means is if Eino Mina Aroy, if it's, how's the Gemara say it? V'holo Ma'ariv Shapir, apparently it won't mix well enough. It's not even going to be usable. So the Gemara says what you do in that place is Mina Aroy L'Kli. Mina Aroy L'Kli means you take it and you pour it into a different Kli. And Zokt Rashi, Mis Arev Me'elov, it gets mixed up on its own. Meaning, I'm not doing the Lisha. I am pouring it from Kli to Kli, and Al Yedei Zeh, the Lisha happens. That's the way Rashi has the Gemara. Mina aroi likli. However, there is another girsa in the Gemara. Instead of mina aroi likli, it says mina nio bikli. Instead of mina aroi with a resh, you have mina anoi mitanin. Right? There's a difference of 100 between the nun and the resh. Right? And instead of likli, it says bikli. A difference of 28 in gematria. Right? The second girsa in the Gemara, and the Bach, by the way, talks about this at the Shin Chaf Daled. The second girsa says that the way I do it is like this. You see my hand moving, right? Around and around and around? That's minat ne'oi bikli. It's not minat aroi.
You agitate the bowl, no?
Slowly again?
Like you agitate the bowl?
I agitate the bowl. That's correct. But I don't put a spoon into the bowl and do it around. I take the bowl and I move the bowl many times. I do a hula hoop. Remember the hula hoop? Right? I do a hula hoop. And that somehow creates that creates mixing it together.
Conceptually, Manano and Manaro sound be very, very similar.
They are, but they're different. And those Mina'aroi means to pour it out, and Mina'anoi means to shake it.
Same, but I think for either girsa you have, you might be the other one.
I'm not sure. The question is, which one is more of a kula? Right? Is it more of a kula to pour it from kli to kli? But Rashi sounds like pouring it from kli to kli, it happens me elof. If I'm being minatna'oi bikli, that's not me elof. That's not happening on its own. Then I am doing the maisa. No? Shulchan Aruch paskins in Shin Chaf Daled Ze'if Gimel, minatna'oi mikli likli. If you can't do it al yaday the shasiva erev, so then what I do is I pour it from kli to kli. You get the impression that we're paskening like Rashi. That might mean, perhaps, ken zayin, it might mean that there is no heter of minatna'oi bikli. Many of the Sfarim say, oh, of course, we make a minat no'o bikli. According to my analysis, I do not know that this is correct. I think there are two girsa'ot, and I am not sure. I am not sure that we would paskin that minat no'o bikli. That could be mali. If I take a spoon, I stick it inside, and I go around and around and around. Mali, if I do it that way, and Mali, if I just take the whole kli and I do my hula hoop. But for Rashi, the yesod of the kula is that I'm not doing anything. It's happening me elof.
You're still doing something. Like if I pour water off the top of my roof and it falls on, you know, someone's head, like, did I do nothing? Like,
again, that might be some sort of grumma. It's not called your maisa. It happens on its own. I pour water on my roof. It bounces off my roof. It hits you on the head. Right?
But it didn't bounce off my roof. It went directly from the bowl to the person's head. No bouncing. It's iri kli rishon vadai.
It's iri kli rishon vadai. But again, but I'm talking about...
Lo nista kakilua.
But I'm talking about what's considered a shinui. I don't know what's considered a shinui. Is it a shinui if it happens? So Rashi says it's a shinui if I just pour it from kli to kli. And the reason why it's a shinui is because it happens me elav. I'm just making a suggestion that... What?
Sorry. Whoever you're
saying. Again, I'm just making the suggestion that perhaps this kula will only help that's nasame elof, but it won't help if you do it biyadayim. Ubifrat, if you hold that this kula of shesiva erev and the kula of the kli, bifrat, if you hold that these kulas are even ne'emar under oraisas. In the Gemara in Kuf Nun Vav, right, we talk about shasis, which we said is derabbanan. Right, then we move from shasis into morison. And by morison, we're talking about preparing the food for the animals. If that's a d'oraisa, the morison case, so then I would be more hesitant to what's it called? I'd be more hesitant to permit it al yedei ni'anu'a. Right, that's the basic idea that we're saying.
Oh, Rebbe, I thought Rebbe was saying that the menano is, or menaro is more, it's more than a shinu. It's not nasa me'ilav, it's more than a shinu.
Menaroi is more of a shinu than what?
Than crisscross. Or switching the order.
I don't think it's more of a shinui. Again, the Gemara says that if it does, it's more of a kula. The Gemara says, do shesiva erev. If shesiva erev doesn't work, so then do mena aroi bekli or mena anoi bekli, right? I think it's more of a kula, not more of a chumra. But I won't be makel so much. I think that's what emerges from this discussion.
I don't know why you can't say that menano would also be nasame, in the same respect that menaro would be. I mean, Rashi doesn't say because it has that kind of kirsa, but why it would be, that's true. In whatever capacity Rashi mentions,
you're suggesting that they're both active?
Or they're both passive.
Well, Nadi, for what other purpose is somebody being mena'ano other than to mix it? At least when you're being mena'ar it, you're trying to pour it, so there's another kavana behind that you could...
Ben, I agree with you, 100%. This is gang up on Nadi session. I agree with you, Ben.
That's making it into like a marathion? Like, it looks like...
I don't know if it's a marathion. Wait, it's Nasame Elov. Rashi's
pouring
is
Nasame
Elov.
I do it also. I take things and I hold it in one. You feel like with an Erlenmeyer flask. I don't need to use it chemistry. I don't need to use a spoon. I can swirl it around inside the bowl. I do this all the time when I cook.
That's exactly the point.
Right. So it's I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Again, I'm just making a ha'ara that all the svarim say menat na'o, the kli helps, and I am not convinced that this is correct based on my read of Rashi. That's all I'm saying. One second. There are two other kulas, two other shinuyim that are found in Shas. And these are not found in the Gemara on Kuf Nun Vav. Rather, they are found in the Gemara on Kuf Mem. So I have to take my Gemara and then look at Daf Kuf Mem. You see, there's another type of sugya of lush. The other type of sugya of lush is not when I take, let's say, flour and I add water to make it into a single entity. The other sugya of lush is something that Nady sent in the Sheer WhatsApp group. Can you add liquid, let's say, to a mashed banana on Shabbos?
Right.
If you remember, we had a machlekes from Moshe Feinstein, the Chazanish, about mashing a banana on Shabbos. Is that considered an Isser of Tochein? You do it Ayude Yeshina, you use the back of the spoon or something, the back of the fork, that is going to be kula of taifeng. Am I allowed to add liquid to it? Am I allowed to add liquid to it? So it's not abundantly clear whether you can add liquid to a mashed vegetable on Shabbos, whether this is also considered the malacha of lush. If you look in the Orchos Shabbos on page Resh Mem Aleph, the Ramah, Orchos Shabbos, page Resh Mem Aleph, he quotes that this seems to be machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, "Hanosein mashkil l'toch shum merusak is chayef mishum lush." If I have ground garlic and I add a liquid to it, shtink Yerushalmi, that's lush. However, we have the Gemara in Kuf Mem that if I have chardol shalashu me'erev Shabbos, so I'm allowed to do it al yedei certain kulas, certain shinuyim. If you're already chayef mishum lush, if you add the liquid, so then shinuyim don't help. So I see a few things. The Yerushalmi says if I add liquid to a ground garlic, Yerushalmi writes, that is lush. You see from the Yerushalmi that Yerushalmi holds like Rebbe, not like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. So far, so good? Because according to Rebbe, adding a liquid is lush. According to Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, it's not lush. I see that adding a liquid is lush, even on something that is just mashed. It's not disparate parts. If the Yerushalmi is correct, that you hold like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, so then shinuyim don't help. Because I'm already chayiv when they added the liquid. The Bavli says shinuyim do help. So, l'fum rihata, according to the Bavli, the shinuyim help, because the Bavli holds like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, not like Rebbe.
Couldn't you say the Yerushalmi is like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, and just like mashed garlic is not a bar gibel?
Ooh, that's interesting. That, in other words, and it holds like
a bar gibel.
I'm going to be like, who says that, Pshat Yerushalmi? That's not bad. Who, is that your own?
I've never heard this Yerushalmi before.
That's not bad. In other words, you're saying that maybe the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Hey, big kids are massa. Al karchachod is a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, no? The question is, what's the machlokas? Is the machlokas whether I hold like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, like Rebbe? Or is the machlokas whether I treat the shum or the shachlayim or the chardol, do I treat it like bar gibel or like lav bar gibel, right? Or maybe the machlokas is, do I paskin like Abaye or like Rav Yosef on Daf Yud Ches? Right, those are three possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Did I just summarize what you were thinking, Nady?
You summarized much more than I was thinking.
Okay. So it's not much of a summary, is it? It's an expansion, not a summary. But because I'm asking, I think that if you want to say the Orchel Shabbos on page Resh Mem Aleph is suggesting that there is a Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, whether I paskin like Rebbe, right? We have two other approaches, right? Either the Machlokes is do I paskin like Abaye, or the Machlokes is a Machlokes in Metzias, whether something is called Bar Gibel or Lav Bar Gibel, like the Bir Halacha points out. With respect to Morson, there's a machlokas and metzias, whether it's called bar gibel or not, we could say that here as well. Okay. Now, what are the shinuyim that are found on Kuf Mem? So there are two shinuyims of the Gemara. One shinuy that's found in the Gemara in Kuf Mem is that chardol shaloshu, you can do it biyad. The Gemara has a discussion, is it biyad, v'loy b'kli, Is it both biyad and bikli? But acharei kechol hakol, the Gemara in Kuf Mem says, I could mix it biyad. Why? Zok the Gemara, because it is machol chamorim. No, you see that on Kuf Mem? Unbelievable. The Gemara says that the reason why it's mutter, you know, where is it? The Gemara's lashon is right. Oh, here, third line from the top. I was looking too far down in the Gemara. Itmar, chardosh shalosh umer Shabbos, the machar amirav macho b'kli avro b'yad. Amle b'shmuel, b'yad, atu ko yom machule b'yad? But why can't you do b'yad? Do they do b'yad every day? You don't do b'yad every day because it's maicho chamoyrim hu. That's the way animals eat. Animals eat with their hands, no? Human beings eat with forks. Spoons. Maicho chamoyrim, zok the Gemara. This svara why yad is mutter as a shinui is because it's macho chamoyrim. Zok the Chazon Ish. If that's the case, the kula of biyad is only if you're not wearing a glove. Because the kula of biyad is that you are doing it in a way that's maichol chamoyrim, in a way that humans don't eat. Humans don't like getting their hands dirty, correct? So if I wear a glove, I remember as a kid, so the cafeteria in my elementary school had all of these women who were working there, and you were going to take your bread, and they would come with their gloved hand and reach their hand into the tuna and slap the tuna onto your bread. No? Did anyone else have this experience in elementary school?
Probably.
Right. And the women all had purple hair with a hairnet. Right. This was the way it worked.
And a white, like, coat or something.
And what?
Like a white, like...
Yeah, they have, like, a white apron. Yeah, yeah, 100%. This is... All elementary schools are the same.
They're all 5'2" also.
They're all 5'2" is, like, gigantic. That's, like, the center on their basketball team. Right, but biyad is maichol chamoyrim. Zok the Chazon Ish, you can't use a glove.
Is there no clue that they didn't eat with their hands at all in times of the Gemara?
So the Gemara in Nedarim seems to have a machlokas, but if you have the bowl in the middle of the table, what's the best way to eat? One opinion is that you should eat with a spoon. The other thing is you should eat with your hand. And they speak to each other in the Gemara. The man de Omer who says that you eat with your hand, not with a spoon, is because if you eat with a spoon, ad masai ata machileni reikha, how long are you going to give me your saliva? Because if we eat with a spoon, that means that everyone uses the same spoon, no? So I take the chicken soup with the spoon, and then I put it back in, and you take the chicken. So the opinion that says you use your spoon, not a hand, is because under your fingernails, there is like soa, there's junk, garbage under your fingernails, no? Maybe everyone's looking at their nails, amazing, no?
Now it's just got my finger now.
What?
Do we just ask for eating during times of COVID?
Well, I'm allowed to eat my own food.
I mean, you can't use a spoon because you're going
to get... Not bad, right? I can't use a spoon and I can't because my mother's shy. I hear. But B'kitz Ramah said there's one kula in the Gemara Kuf Mem of Yad, not the Kli. There's another kula on Daf Kuf Mem that you could do it.
But Rabbi, isn't the normal way of kneading the yad?
What?
When people knead with their hands.
apparently the normal way of, again, but the normal way of doing Lisha apparently is with a Kli. You use a mix master. No?
Yeah, but that's a new invention. People use their hand.
Apparently not. The Gemara says that if you use a hand, it's Maichol Chamoirim. I'm just learning a Gemara with you, gentlemen. Kuf Mem Amar Aleph. It's Maichol Chamoirim.
So it's mixed initially in the food mixer. My wife needs it with her hands. When I make pizza dough, I need it with my hands. Sometimes I don't bother with the mix master because it's annoying to clean up.
You're talking about making challah, right?
I make pizza dough.
Pizza dough, yeah. I don't know. Again.
Dough for one pizza, so I should take out the whole
I'm just going to repeat a line I've said a number of times. I am not a baker. I don't know the metzias. I'm doing the best I can. I hear your kasha, but I have a Gemara that says that biyad is considered a shimli. I also have a Gemara that says that lo yitrof, the same go on daf kuf mem, says lo yitrof, which Rashi learns lo yitrof bekoach. Don't mix it vigorously. Mix it in a weak sort of way. Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Chaf Aleph Se'if Tes Zayin quotes the kula of lo yitrof elama arev, the kula that you should not do it b'koyach, but you should do it just as iruv, just mixing it a teeny bit. Zuck the bir halacha in Sif Tesbov, right? Sif Tesbov says chardol, you could do it biyad b'kli, like the Gemara said, but lo yitrof b'koyach ela ma'arvo ma'at ma'at. Zuck the bir halacha. Why is lo yitrof b'koyach? Why is that a shinoi? It's a shinoi muat. How can you be makal on this tiny shinoi of just not doing it vigorously? So he suggests maybe ma'at ma'at is the real answer. Maybe this is like what the Gemara said on Kuf Nun Vav, al yad al yad. Maybe doing it a little bit, maybe that's the kula. But he's not satisfied with that. Lule de Mistafina, says the Bir Halacha, I would have said that the case of the Charadol is when it was Nilosh mi ba'od yom. And the Shachlayim is also Nilosh Miba od yom. And therefore, when I do it on Shabbos, I'm not really doing a Maisa Lisha. Because Ein Lisha Achar Lisha, it's already Nilosh. So this type of thing, which is not really a Maisa Lisha, this I'm allowed to do. Now, this Bir Halacha is amazing. And let me explain. Because the Yesod of the Bir Halacha means that there is no Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. Right? Because the Yerushalmi said, I'm not allowed to add liquid to Shum. We asked Akasha, the Bavli on Kuf Mem sounds against that. The Teretz is of the Bir Halacha that the Bavli on Kuf Mem is talking about that you added the liquid Erev Shabbos. And not only did you add the liquid on Erev Shabbos, but you mixed it together a shtickle on Erev Shabbos. Now the Shaila is, can I further mix something that was already mixed? So that's already a shaila of Lisha Achar Lisha. And what we're saying is that Lisha Achar Lisha is going to be mutter, providing you don't do it vigorously. Providing that you do it biyad or something. Right? That's what emerges from that discussion. Okay, that's the next conversation that we have. The last conversation to have over here again, this is all based on that Gemara in Kuf Mem. Shulchan Aruch Shin Chafaf Sif Tes Zayin. The Ramah writes in Shin Chafaf Tes Zayin, the Ramah writes that you should do both. You should both be Nosein Ha'ochel Tchila Achar Kach HaChometz. And you should also be ma'arvo be'etzba'o, like by Shasisa. This Rama is saying an amazing thing, which is that even by a blila raka, the Rama says you should do two shinuyim. I'm reading the Ramah as read by the Magen Avraham in Os Chaf Dalet, and the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Samachas, I believe. That the Mishnah Brura and the Magen Avraham Paskin always do two Shinuyim, even by Blila Raka. Always do two Shinuyim.
Is bad spell as opposed to your hand also?
Slowly?
Is bad spell as opposed to your hands?
Be'etz ba'o, as opposed to my hand.
That's you mean like daka, the fingers?
I didn't see anyone who pointed that out. I thought it's considered a shinui just because instead of doing with a clay, I thought that's what a shinui. You're saying that maybe it's, instead of using my whole hand, I'm just using a finger, right? That's your suggestion?
I was asking what it was.
Again, I haven't seen anyone, pardon me, I haven't seen anyone who made that suggestion. It doesn't mean it's not true. It just means I didn't see it. The Mechaber holds that by Blila Raka, all you need to do is one Shinui. All you need to do is be Mahapif the Seder Hanasina. The Ramah writes that you should do both. You should have two Shinuyim. So maybe Judaism is much easier for you. Because all you have to do by a Blila Raka, right, if you're going to make liquidy baby cereal, is be mahapif the seder. If you're an Ashkenazi, l'cha'ora, you should try to do both. You should try to have two shinuyim. Again, the Chazon Ish says that one shinui suffices, etc. He doesn't really go with this Ramah, but the pashtus in the Ramah is that you need a double shinui.
What if you want to make thick baby cereal?
Slowly.
What if you want to make a thicker baby cereal?
If you want to make a thicker baby cereal, then everybody holds you need two shinuyim. Right? And l'cha'ira, right, you should be mahapich the seder and mix it, the Gemara says that the better shinuyim are the shinuyim on kuf nun vav. Those are better than the shinuyim on kuf nun daled. So then what we'll say is shesiva erev is the way to go. And if not shesiva erev, so mena'arai b'kli. But what we pointed out is that it seems to me that the best way to make baby cereal on Shabbos, we spoke about this yesterday, Nady, is to make the baby cereal erev Shabbos. And then on Shabbos, add some hot water to make it warm enough that the baby's going to want to eat it. That's what we pointed out yesterday. I think that's the best ofen asiyas baby cereal on Shabbos. There's a lot of discussion. One of you, I think Ellie was telling me yesterday that Rav Silver in KBY said that the way to make egg salad on Shabbos is Jewish women do it, like we don't ask kashas. Is that you were telling me that?
Yeah.
What?
I don't mean to send this to the way, I just saw it on the show.
So if you look in the Shmir Shavuos Kolchasa, Rav Rimon quotes it on page 766, that Rav Shlomo Zalman basically said, yeah, people make egg salad on Shabbos, and I'll give you like three or four hesberim as to why it's permitted. In other words, don't start up, it's mutter. Right, but the hesberim are all a teeny bit dachuk. If you look in the Archos Shabbos at the end of Perek Vav, he goes through like 50 different types of salads and how you make them on Shabbos. I'm not such a chef, I don't know, but this is basically the sugya of Lush. Blined, I want to move on to the next sugya tomorrow. In other words, we did Lush, what I'd like to do tomorrow is Haiman, Neshodi, Sichta, La'atuna, etc. I think that's the next line in the Gemara, Sidura de Paschif, right? It's like one little Nikuda in Bishol, right, that we didn't touch on last semester. And then we'll talk about Ovid Chavita, etc., the next Gemaras. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, have a marvelous day.
We need more than Rabbi Doctor is Rabbi Chef. Rabbi
Chef. Thank you very much. Okay, it's mamish, it's a kfela, a halaga. To be a kfela armo'a is one thing, but to be a kfela yehudi, that's mamish azamadrega.
Rabbi kfela armo'a.